Welcome to Raising OKC Kids, Conversations with Metro Family in Oklahoma City. I'm Erin Page, and joining me today are Matt Weinrich, Rose Ignacio, and Aralee Robinson to give us an inside look at the unique opportunities for kids coming up this summer at Rose State Kids College and Teen Scene. Welcome to you all. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I am excited. I feel kind of like I'm going to summer camp today. So I'm very excited to hear all that you guys have to talk about. I want to give our listeners first a little bit of background. At Rose State Kids College and Teen Scene, kids in grades kindergarten through 9 can explore a wide variety of topics, from video game design and aerospace to art and chemistry. Students enjoy small class sizes with certified teachers. There are 8 weeks of morning and afternoon summer camp fun coming up this year, and parents can register their kids by the class, by the week, or even for the whole summer. Matt is the director of Rose State College's K-12 initiatives. Rose has served as a kids' college counselor, Roblox instructor, kids' college assistant, and now the K-12 assistant. And Aralee was a kids' college student, then counselor, and now kids' college assistant. So as I mentioned, one of the really unique things about Rose State Kids College is the wide variety of courses you offer. This is really different than a lot of other summer camp programs around the metro. You've got everything from STEM and sports to the arts. But one thing that all of your courses do have in common is that kids really get hands-on experience in their area of interest from qualified instructors. So I'd love to start today by asking each of you to share one course you're most excited about offering students this summer.
Well, I'm excited about our new aviation courses. We've invested a lot of money and been very lucky by getting some grants from the state, and we are going to have a lot of new simulators that are really good for flight classes for adults, and we're going to let our kids get on them, some virtual reality simulators, some ER reality simulators, which are unbelievable, and we're just really excited. I'm really excited about the aspects of bringing that to all of our kids.
That's really exciting. And I have several kids at my house that would be all over that. Rose and Aralee, what about you two?
For me, I would say, I know we have like a lot of Minecraft classes, but we have a specialized one now that's Minecraft all about Redstone. And for those who don't know, Redstone is kind of like a powering device. And coming from me, I always wanted to be an engineer when I was younger. And so using Redstone is kind of like building your own machinery in Minecraft, and then having like automated builds. So I always thought that that was pretty cool and pretty unique. So that's one class I'm really excited about.
I know if I sent kids to that one, I would hear even more about Minecraft than I already do, but maybe I would actually understand it. Thanks, Rose. Aralee, what about you?
I'd have to say that the Lego classes, all of our Lego classes are some of my favorites. Like, we have one where you do pixel art with the smaller pieces and stuff, and we have a new room set up for it. So I'm really excited just to build stuff with the kids and kind of do that creative construction building stuff. It sounds fun.
That's excellent. And I really appreciate, as a parent, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so there weren't these kinds of opportunities when I was going to summer camp. So I feel like you guys are really helping me prepare for all of the new things that are available that kids really enjoy, but that I don't know enough about. So thank you for the detailed overview of those. I know that my kids are going to be really excited about all of those options. Aralee, I want to come back to you because you actually attended Kids College, then you served as a counselor, and now you're the assistant. Tell us, what were some of the most memorable parts of your experience at Kids College as a student, and how did that inspire your work now?
Well, first, my family, we've been working with this program for a long time. And so I just remember specifically back when I was a camper, one of the days my mom, she couldn't pick me up, but my sister was working there. So I just spent the rest of the day running errands with her, helping out the teachers, helping the other kids. And I really enjoyed it. So I went from, you know, being a camper to a volunteer to an actual counselor worker, and I'm an assistant. And I'm a pre-med student right now. And so working with all these kids really is inspiring to me because I eventually want to become a pediatric nurse. So I guess it's kind of a good practice, but also it's something that I've been doing for a while. So it means a lot to me.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And mm-hmm. Matt and Rose, I know Erilee's story actually isn't unique. You have a lot of former campers who are now pursuing careers in areas they explored at Kids College, and some of whom even returned to teach during the summer. Tell us how you're continually seeing kids' experiences at Kids College and Teen Scene really inspire their futures.
Well, we have a lot, like you said, of people who actually went to Kids College, same thing as Erilee, who then come back and work, who then go into the workforce as a very specialized job. Like we have a Boeing payload engineer who teaches one of our aviation classes and who was a student, a camper, a counselor, and now he comes back in the summer, takes a week off for vacation and is an instructor. So you're in that aviation class, you're going to learn all about rockets from an actual payload engineer who's doing the same thing for Boeing. And that's just such a unique situation that doesn't happen in other camps. It's so cool and interesting, and I just love that about us.
That's great. Rose, what about you? How are you seeing kids' experiences translate to their futures?
Well, I kind of got to see it a little bit close hand since my siblings, I have three younger sisters who also came to camp, especially when I started working here. I was like, this is a great opportunity. You guys should definitely come to camp and join. And so one of my sisters was a camper, then she was like Erilee, then she was a counselor, then she was an assistant, and then she taught for a little bit. And now she always loved art. That was her thing. She loved art. And she explored more, and then she realized she loved doing art with kids. So now she works as a teacher, an art teacher for those special needs kids. And she just comes home with a lot of stories that she tells us and how much fun she's having and how this is her passion and she loves what she's doing. And so seeing that even coming from like my sister, I can see that through all these other campers and how much they enjoy our program and how it inspires them in their future and what they want to do in the future as well.
That's such a neat example. And I think that is part of the beauty of summer camp. I know I see this with my kids, just that opportunity to kind of in a little bit of a freer environment than school, they get to try out so many different kinds of things and figure out what they might be interested in, not even just for a career necessarily, but just some really unique hobbies that they never knew existed.
Yeah, exactly. I always want the kids to learn a skill and to have fun. We're not doing remediation here, but I also want to have them have experiences that can inspire them to go on and do great things. And I kind of love how our camp is unique and different like that.
Absolutely. I know one area that is really popular at your camps are your STEM, robotics, and coding options. For kids who are interested in these areas and parents like me who need to learn more about what they actually are, how can these kinds of experiences really benefit kids in the long run, especially if they're looking toward these areas as a career?
Well, it's kind of an ever-growing field. And if you get plugged in early into those fields, you can adapt to the changes that is happening in those fields as you move on. So the more exposure you get to any of these kind of STEM classes early is only going to help you down the line. And it's just so impactful, the changes and the different things that you can see and know because of going to something like this. For example, like our 3D printing classes, I mean, that is an actual skill that two different companies that we have partnered with, and they're going to come in and talk to our kids, do right now. And they are working on additive manufacturing and 3D printing and all. So it's something that you can learn right now that's just fun, because you may be 3D printing Baby Yoda, but later down the line, you might be printing all sorts of different things.
Another industry that's really growing is esports and video game design. And I think sometimes parents are like, are you really going to make a career in playing video games? But you really, truly can. I mean, there are kids that are learning these processes and then can go on to have really successful careers in those industries.
Yeah. We have our esports room is also our college esports room, and we've put close to $50,000 to $60,000 into it. And so campers are not going to just sit with a switch and a projector anymore. They're like, it is going to be top of the line esports room. And Rose and Erlie will testify that I have to keep them out of there on lunch breaks because they're trying to go down to play video games. But it is a real career. It's not just something that's, it is fun, but it is a real career where you can make one of your hobbies into something awesome.
Absolutely. Or at least just come to summer camp and have fun learning right. about it.
Right.
At the very least.
And beat me in Smash Brothers.
That's right. I want to call special attention to some of the options you have for older kids. Your Teen Scene courses are for 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And we hear continually from parents that this is a really hard age to find camps and classes for during the summer. There just aren't that many options. So why has this been such an important group for you all to serve? And how do you hope that your teenage students in particular benefit from their experiences?
Well, it's the classes I originally taught. So I'm a middle school teacher before I became a principal. So it's the group of like middle schoolers are kind of like misfit toys, and you're just like, you love them, they're crazy. But it's an age where it stinks because a lot of them are left at home. And so I really feel very passionately about offering as many options as I can for those kids, because I would love to have them here rather than just be sitting on a couch at home.
Absolutely. Erlie and Rose, do you have anything you'd like to add about those experiences specifically for teens?
Yeah. Coming into like when I was in eighth grade, my school offered like engineering courses. Like I said, I always wanted to be an engineer, but I never really thought about it more until I entered a class that was specified for it. So I think these camps, when we have them like coding or robotics, can really like spark their interest. Being in the teens, you're kind of looking towards what classes should I start taking in high school, or like, you know, in the tech center if they were to go there, or college courses. So I feel like having this camp expand their horizons on the different options that they have at a young age will kind of steer them into like a way into a direction that they want to build their future for. So I really like especially the, like I said, the wide range of classes that we offered for the teens. It really like hits home kind of that we offer those classes. So it's not, you know, going into the career field blind. You kind of have like a little hint of, oh, like I kind of like to code. Yeah, maybe I'll look into that more. Or I really like giant paper mache. Maybe I'll become an art teacher kind of thing. So it just sparks an interest in them, especially at a young age.
That's great. Erlie, what about you? How do you see teens using these opportunities to maybe make some decisions about their futures?
Well, like Rose said, and what Matt said, there's not a lot of opportunities to explore these kinds of things, maybe in high school, especially during the summer. But with our program, not only do they get to see, like, experience a bunch of new opportunities, they get to speak with people who are, like, our counselors' peers, who are a little older than them, who can maybe teach them and help them sort of figure out what they want to do and who they are and stuff like that. So it's a lot of good stuff.
That's great. And Matt, one of the things you mentioned earlier is the opportunity that kids have through their instructors to meet people who are actually doing these jobs out in the community, in the workforce, and maybe even find a mentor or somebody that they can have some great conversations with about what that job is like long term.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have top of the line instructors. We're not putting a college student in front of you for babysitting. We have three of our instructors this past year were Teacher of the Year candidates. Two made it to the top five for their giant school districts. So we're putting the best quality instructor that we possibly can in front of you. Then we're also trying to have fun as well. Last year, it's silly, but one of our days was dressed like a cowboy, and my assistants, Rose, Airlie, and all of them came up with it, and then they did line dancing with the kids at lunch, and it was hilarious. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. But so we try to pack some fun in as well, just besides all the other things as well.
So the kids don't even know they're learning. Those are my favorite kinds of experiences. They're having so much fun, they don't even realize how much they're taking in. That's great. Okay, Matt, tell us, when does registration begin and what else parents need to know to get their kids signed up?
Well, registration starts March 14th. We have 208 different classes this year. So that's up probably 30 classes from last year. So we're trying to expand that. We also have kinder camp this summer. So, because we heard from a lot of our people, we listen, and we're trying to, so we added kinder this year. Our enrollment, like I said, is March 14th. Go to workforce.rose.edu/STEM, and you can enroll on March 14th.
Perfect. As we wrap up today, I would love to hear from each of you what you're most looking forward to this summer at Rose State Kids College. Maybe it's the line dancing. I don't know.
I'm really looking forward to esports and aviation. I'm just excited about the amount of effort we put into those rooms. And when those kids come in and they see, you know, giant TVs, six computers that are, you know, $3,000 each for college esports. And I'm just excited about, you know, $10,000 aircraft simulators that pilots use. And I'm excited for kids to be able to use those.
That's such a unique opportunity for kids. Airlie, what about you? What are you most looking forward to this summer?
Well, aside from, you know, seeing all the kids again, we have a ton of new classes, and I'm really excited to see how they play out, you know, our magic class, our aviation classes and stuff. So I just want to see how all those go and how much the kids enjoy them.
Perfect. Rose, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
It's kind of the beginning of what Airlie said. I'm very looking forward to is seeing all the kids and then watching them have a summer that they'll always remember. We always get kids as they're leaving for the week to tell their parents, like, this was the best week ever. We had so much fun. We learned so much. Or we'll hear them in class calling or texting their mom and dad, can we sign up for another week? We had so much fun. I want to go see Miss Tiny again, which is Airlie, the kids call her that. Or they want to see some of our other counselors again, because they built such a strong connection with not only the teachers, but all the counselors, assistants, even our principals. So seeing their faces light up as they're leaving and then wanting to come back, that's what I'm most excited about.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I'm excited about summer camp. I might not be able to sign myself up, but I've got March 14th on my calendar to sign my three kids up. You guys just do such an incredible job offering a wide variety of options for kids that they really can't access elsewhere. So thank you for all that you do to help engage and teach our next generation here in Oklahoma City.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks everyone for listening. Join us next time on Raising OKC Kids.